So we have a pretty strong storm system that's going to bring a cold front into the area Wednesday night. And ahead of that, there will be some storms that start forming, you know, the Obion County area, probably around 4 or 5 p.m. is what we're looking at right now. And that is subject to change, but that's what our current thinking is. Those storms are going to have a lot of ingredients to work with to get relatively strong. So we could see strong tornadoes out of that, large hail and damaging wind. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the rain's going to stop after Wednesday. That front is going to stall right along I-40, and that's going to create an area of really heavy rainfall that's going to last through Sunday morning. So what we have right now, I'm actually looking at our latest data, and we have about 12 inches of rain that's going to fall over Obion County from Wednesday through Sunday morning. So it's going to be pretty significant. We are calling this a generational flooding event that'll be possible for rivers and aerial floods as well as flash flooding. So that's kind of what we're expecting through the weekend.